Welcome to Life in Abundance with Pastor Joseph from Forward in Faith Ministries. Pastor Joseph shares the secrets to enjoying the life that Jesus made available for you and I. Life in Abundance. Enjoy and be inspired.
As the year is progressing, it is very important that we make sure that everything that we have to do in order to be successful in the year, we do it. Of course, God is working behind the scenes for us and on our behalf. But we have to do our part. We have to do our due diligence. And for that reason, in this broadcast, we are talking today about setting goals. Setting goals or planning. We are talking about setting goals and planning. Let's take our reading for the day from the book of Proverbs chapter 21 verse 5. Proverbs chapter 21 verse number 5. From the King James Version it reads, "The thoughts of the diligent tend only to plenteousness, but of everyone that is hasty only to want." The thoughts of the diligent tend to plenteousness, but that of everyone that is hasty, they only tend to want. Let's get a different version. I love this scripture from different versions. Let's get from the English Standard Version, the ESV. It reads, "The plans of the diligent lead surely to abundance." I love this. "The plans of the diligent lead surely to abundance, but everyone who is hasty comes only to poverty." One of my very favorite versions, hear this one. It's called the Message Bible. The Message Bible reads, "Careful planning puts you ahead in the long run, but hairy scary puts you further behind." I love this one. Careful planning puts you ahead in the long run, but hairy and scary puts you further behind. You see, as the year is progressing, some people, they rush into projects, they rush into stuff without carefully planning about them. Some people just rush into the year without careful planning. It is very important that we sit down to plan, to set goals, to write steps which we are going to take in order to reach our intended destination and vision. In the other broadcast, we spoke about having a vision and making sure that your vision is plain and clear. Now, setting goals or planning is putting in place the proper steps that you are going to take as you go towards your vision. So goal setting or planning is putting the steps in order. How are you going to achieve your vision? You see, year after year, many people have New Year's resolutions, New Year visions, New Year goals. But we stop there and we do not put the steps that we are going to take, the essential steps, the plan, the route that we are going to take in order to achieve the vision for the year. But this year, do it differently. Sit down with a paper and a pen. Write down a proper plan. Set goals. Which steps are you going to take in order to reach the vision that you have? If the vision is for your finances and you want to be debt-free in this year, how are you going to do it? Begin to set a plan. Are you going to pay more than the minimum payment? Are you going to save more, cut some costs in order to pay more on the debt? How are you going to achieve that vision? Those are goals and steps. And there has to be targets. You have to put timelines in these goals. They have to be specific. Don't just say, "I want to do this." Be specific. By this time, I should have achieved this, and this is how I'm going to achieve it. Set goals. The scripture here says, "Careful planning puts you further ahead." The only thing that will put you ahead of the game in this year is when you sit down and carefully plan. How are you going to achieve what you want to achieve? A story is told of two ships that were set on the seas. One of the ship had a pilot and a destination and a route, a plan where the ship had to go. And the other ship had no pilot, had no destination, had no route plan on it. Both of them were set loose on the seas. Guess what happened? Obviously, the one ship that had a pilot and a route and an intended destination, though with some difficulty along the way, it ended at a destination that it intended. But the other ship, without a captain, without a route, without a destination, it kept wandering in the seas until it was drowned in the seas. Why? Because there was no plan, there was no intended destination, and there was nobody guiding the ship to a specific destination or a specific place. This is the same thing. If you venture into a year, if you venture into a project, if you venture into anything without a set and clearly written plan, you are just like somebody wandering on the seas without a destination, without a plan, without a route. Eventually, what will happen? Getting drowned by the events and the happenstances of life. I'm saying don't take chances with your life this year. Sit down and plan. Make a plan. What is it that you want to achieve? And how are you going to do it? Make sure you put the details. Think through it. Think through it. How am I going to do it? How am I going to get healthy? What's going to be my diet? How often am I going to be exercising? How often am I going to be taking a walk around the block? What is it that I'm going to be doing? That's setting goals and making sure there is an elaborate and a plain plan in order to reach your destination or your vision. Many visions are not accomplished, are not reached because there are no follow-up plans, no follow-up goals to reaching those visions. But we are saying this year, set plans, put goals in place. In the first quarter of the year, what is it that you should have achieved and accomplished? Midway through the year, put deadlines. What is it that you should have done and achieved by mid-year, by June, by October, by December? Put timelines, put deadlines, and put plans in place. As you do that, you are helping yourself to achieving your vision. Let's read another scripture, the last scripture, from Luke chapter 14, verse 28. It reads, "For which of you intending to build a tower does not sit down first and count the cost, whether he have sufficient to finish it?" This is Jesus speaking. Who will just embark on a project, start building without sitting down to calculate the cost and seeing what they have in the coffers? Is it sufficient? What do I have to do in order to complete the project ahead of me? Many have just started projects without proper plans, and they went unfinished because there was no plan. There was no a clear laid out step by step on how to achieve that vision. But we are saying here, as we have visions for the year, let's set out clear goals, clear steps, clear plan on how we are going to achieve those visions. As we do that, the scripture has said in Proverbs chapter 21, verse 5 from the Message Bible, "Careful planning will put you further ahead." Do you want to be ahead of the game this year? Careful planning. Give due diligence to the plan. Sit down and put a well-written plan for your year. And you will see things coming into place. You will see God coming to aid you, to help you to achieve those goals, those plans, and that big vision. God bless you so much. Till we meet again in the next broadcast, keep living life in abundance because Jesus has already paid for it in full.